Fireworks, parades, and services of Thanksgiving in the Solomon Islands this week as Ramsey comes to an end after 14 years. The regional assistance mission to the Solomon Islands arrived amid tribal warfare and governmental collapse in 2003. As we hear from Neil Conan in today's Pacific News Minute, it's now regarded as a model for regional peacekeeping. At an ecumenical service outside Honiara yesterday, Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare praised Ramsey in biblical terms. "Yes, the divine intervention to our call for help is Ramsey," he said. The Prime Minister did not always feel that way. Sogavare was among those skeptical of a military intervention, which, despite its pan-Pacific facade, was led by Australia. While the combined force of soldiers and police officers restored order after they arrived, Sogavare blamed Australia for interference in Solomon's politics. During a term as prime minister in 2006, he threatened to expel Australian forces. Couldn't have been more different yesterday. "We are gathered here to give thanks for the many achievements that Ramsey has brought to the Solomon Islands," he said. Among its greatest accomplishments was a gun amnesty that collected thousands of illegal weapons. Ramsey retrained the police force and gradually transferred authority. Australian and New Zealand police officers will stay on as advisors after the mission formally ends on Thursday, which will be a national holiday as Honiara hosts leaders from all 15 countries that participated in Ramsey over the years. Jenny Hayward-Jones, a policy advisor to Ramsey in its first year, told the Australian Associated Press that the mission derived a lot of its legitimacy from its regional character. "Those dynamics have changed, especially with Fiji's realignment," and she said she doubted that a similar mission could operate today. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.